As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Alright, welcome everyone to the show. My name is Shay, and I am here on 24 Hours of Student Power at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on unceded Musqueam Coast Salish territory. And I am very luckily joined in the studio today with a rad chica, Alana. Hello.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. What do you do? Let's just start there.
Well, I recently actually wrote my email signature. And in my email signature, I signed it Ilana Schechter, feminist at setyourpussyfree.org, activator at Third Nipple Chakra, and founder at justchilling.today.
Epic. Epic title.
And all three of those are kind of tied together in a work that started with setyourpussyfree.org, which is a website that I started with my friend Ariane, who's currently in Montreal. What's up, Ariane?
Shout out to Ariane.
Shout out to Ariane.
Lovely lady.
Yeah. And so, yeah, everything kind of stemmed from the beginning of that website.
So it is called Set Your Pussy Free. So let's start with, like, the beginning. Like, where did this concept come from? Where's the intention?
Sweet, yeah. So essentially, I used to be a student at the University of British Columbia.
What'd you study?
And I studied feminism and geography. And so together that made feminist geographies. And really when we talk about feminist geographies, what we're talking about is how you can transform space into, or how you can become aware of the space that you're in and the different ways that power is imbued in space, essentially. And what happened is that me and Ariane and a bunch of other really awesome, awesome humans were at this music festival called Base Coast, which is a huge intentional gathering of people that's super dope and super awesome. And when we were there, there was this DJ, Blontron, who had this song, Set Your Pussy Free. And it's just like the dirtiest, trappiest, like, pooch, ch, pooch, pooch. You know, like that kind
dope
of shit, right? Anyways, and then she had the song Set Your Pussy Free, and she played it, and she was killing it on stage, and she had all this awesome energy, and all of our friends were all together, and we just looked at each other, and we couldn't stop laughing because we understood exactly what it meant. And the words together really created a powerful slogan that we just kept on saying to one another over and over and over again, you know, way past the festival. And then we were chilling at Wreck Beach, and Ariane was like, dude, like, we should fucking start a movement called SayYourPussyFree.org. You know, like, duh. And then that's exactly what we did. And we started the website, and we put all of our intention really into empowering women to free ourselves so we can know ourselves and we can come to learn to love ourselves, because through radical self-love, really everything is possible. And SayYourPussyFree.org really tries to not only tell, but show people that it is possible actually for us to build a new paradigm, and it is possible for us to live an empowered life that doesn't necessitate, that doesn't necessitate us living in fear or living in confusion of the things that we know aren't true and are oppressive as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I was on your website earlier, so it's setyourpussyfree.org. For your listeners, go check it out right now. It's dope. But yeah, I was kind of checking it out, and I liked that you're kind of talking about how, like, you know, we're just in the society that we've kind of built, like, we've created all these systems, and that's just how the society works. And there's multiple different systems that are happening simultaneously, and they're very oppressive to many people. And that's just, and I just, I don't know, that hit home for me, because it's like, that's completely accurate. That's what is kind of happening in our society. Yeah. And so it's amazing when people can kind of break through of that, like, standardization and just be like, yo, there is actually another way of thinking about things, and there's another way of living. And it's, people need to be spreading the word when people believe this, right? it's super necessary. So I think it's incredible that you're doing it.
Yeah, thank you. And that's really the intention that we've put into it is me and Ariane were very big believers in not only thinking it, but creating it and believing it and doing it. And that's really the thing that was the most difficult to do is for people who are aware and who are conscious, you know, you constantly have to check yourself to make sure that you're really embodying the alternative that you want this world to be, right? So, and that's what we've really tried to create together. All those times when we handed out stickers and rolling papers and just traveled the United States for 4 months telling people to set their pussy free, you know, like, it's crazy what happens, you know? Yeah. Like, when you invite people, when you create the space for people to, when you create the space, people will be, you know what I mean? And when you say set your pussy free, it's an invitation for people to actually be their best selves and to actually embody what they know is real and to embody what it is that doesn't necessarily revolve around how they're supposed to act because that's what the patriarchy tells them they're supposed to do, right? So it was this very powerful invitation that we created for months on end for people to come and be themselves, right? And it's actually extremely profound, all the... all the different moments that we lived through and all the different people that have entered into our lives, like magics, you know, like it's really profound. And we're extremely grateful and fortunate for all the people who have supported us in what has been an incredibly rewarding journey, right? Because totally. It's we took a risk, you know, and we took a risk and sometimes, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. I remember when we made this, it's approaching the 1 year anniversary actually of when we left on December 18th. And I remember when we first launched the website, we were just like so excited and we recorded ourselves launching the website. Mm-hmm. And I recently rewatched it and it was incredible to me how I could see my own growth from the time that we launched it to the time of now and how I literally had no idea what was going to happen, you know, but we just did it because we were following our heart. And that's really most of the time what it's about.
Incredible. So for a timeline then, so it's coming up to the first year of leaving on the trip. So when did you launch the website?
So we launched it, I think it was December 11th or December 12th.
Cool.
One or the other. And it was me, Ariane, and Gab, who is also an integral founder and badass babe and warrior of the light, as usual. And I just got these sweaters from F as in Frank. So we all got matching sweaters and then we launched the website. And then we met up with Sam Blantron, who is a DJ who has the song on December 18th on Granville Island. And she was gracious enough to really take the time to talk to us. And you know, in the beginning, I really appreciate how much radical trust she had in us, you know, because we were just these two girls being like, fuck yeah, say your pussy free. And she was like, fuck yeah, you guys are awesome. And I'm like, fuck yeah, you know, but really, like, who are we? And she was just all about it because she's fucking Blantron and she's dope as fuck. So we all got together on Granville Island and she put our bumper sticker on our car with her ass and we did a little interview which you can find on the website, which was really dope. And then eventually we went on the road trip and we were on the road until I was on the road until March. Ariane stayed until April. We went to Montreal and then we came back to Vancouver. And when we came back to Vancouver, that's really when we got like the second wave, I would say, of Say Your Pussy Free like support. And you know, just like seeing that people were inspired by what we were doing and were empowered by what we were doing. And then we kind of started to get back all of what we had given in kind of back to us with a host of incredible experiences. And then we basically went to Base Coast. We got a really cool shout out on the main stage. Me and Ariane were dancing on the speaker. And then Blantron was like, I'm so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful for Base Coast. I'm so grateful for these badass babes that started a website with stickers and rolling papers and fuck yeah. And then we're just like dancing on the speakers, having the best time. And she like makes eye contact with us. And she's like, and here are the badass bitches. And just like all her friends are in the crowd and shit.
That's
and just
dope.
Like fucking... Yeah, that's just like pure nuts. Love, and it was really fucking awesome.
It's what happened. This is what can happen, man, if you just do it.
Yes, and that's exactly, you know, like it's crazy when you are receptive to receiving, when you are receptive to receiving the love that exists in this universe, you know, the divine power, whatever it is that you want to call it, that that is totally there. You know, I like to say that feminism is really the only political ideology that uses love as its revolutionary tactic to get to the world that we want to create. Because feminism, at the end of the day, is asking us to stop the oppression. You know, like, what a radical notion, but let's, like, stop the oppression. You know what I mean? And you read any feminist paper and you can see it, right? And once you read it, you can't unread it. And if you read something with intention, then it becomes part of who you are, right? And then you can't unlearn that. You know, it's a trap, guys. But
a beautiful
trap, exactly, you know? And then, yeah, and then you just know, right? And then if you're lucky enough to be able to follow that tiny little weird voice in your head that's, like, constantly present, you know, like, it's all about managing and harnessing that.
Totally. And I think everyone knows exactly what you're talking about.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So then your trip, I think we should just, like, talk more about it because it was epic. So what was the main goal? You'd, like, head out to America, like.
Yeah. Well, you know, as Ariane would tell me, the plan is just to have fun.
Yes.
And literally, that's what we would tell each other every day. And we were having the best time. And it was really, like, when I look back on it, it's really about friendship, you know, like, it's really about coming to love yourself and coming to share that love with another person, right, in a way that is truly extremely gratifying. You know, like, me and Ariane went through things that I didn't even know were, like, possible, you know, and for the first half of the, like, for the first quarter, I would say, we were just chilling, the both of us, a lot, and she would always say, "Où sont les femmes?" Which, like, roughly translates to, "Where are the women?" You know, and the women are fucking killing it, and they're too busy killing it and doing it all, because that's the way that society works. So often we just don't have the same amount of time. Yeah. And I think that can resonate with a lot of people who have badass friends who are, you know, it's just sometimes it's hard to make plans to talk to people. But so for the first half, we were doing a lot of the Seattle, Oregon things, and then eventually we made our way down to California and we spent a month there, and I would say that's really where things took off. And we started really meeting awesome people who were just about supporting us, who housed us. I mean, the whole thing was really just about chilling. Yeah. You know, like, straight up, it was just about chilling. And it's incredible, the experiences and the connections and the relationships that you make when you're just chilling, you know, when you're surrounded by people who know their own truth and who want to spread that part of themselves with one another, because they know that sharing is caring and they know that that is what matters, right? And so we would go, and just by showing up, right, like, we would have a ripple effect that we could still feel to this day. And I think that really taught me that, you know, I think a lot of us want to, quote unquote, change the world, you know, and it's a confusing message, you know, like, how do we change the world when everything is so fucked up? Well, you know, you do it by changing yourself, right? And then you change yourself and you create the space and yeah, magic happens, like, straight up. And, you know, the ripple effect is so real. Like, we humans are the strongest. I am, just as you are, the most powerful instrument to break down the boundaries that the Matrix has built around us, you know? And I think that once we start to really internalize that, we begin to attract the people in our lives that also get that, you know? And then together, we come together and everything is possible yet again, you know? And that's
the collective begins, and that's just when power begins, essentially.
Exactly, right? Because knowledge is power, and love is power, right? So when you know yourself, you come to love yourself, because you realize that, in fact, we actually are all made of light. You know, like, the Matrix is built, whatever, Matrix, society, patriarchy, whatever you want to call it, the Matrix is built on essentially robbing us of our own light by oppressing us, you know? So the more that you meet your shadows, the more that you can see that it's all a lie and an illusion, and that what really matters is that you're empowered to live the life that you want to live, that's when everything changes, you know? And that's, I think, what we hoped to show when we showed up as Set Your Pussy Free, you know, and we tried to embody, you know, what we believe in, which is, of course, the most difficult part, right? Because in school, you can write a paper and get an A, you know, like, fuck yeah. But I see it in a lot of people, you know, then you graduate, all of a sudden you don't have a space to be smart. You're in a society where literally you're supposed to be dumb. And then how do you navigate that? Like, how do you stay true to who you are, right? And the solution is to create all the time. Like, create, 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 create. ABC, always be creating. Because as soon as you stop, that's when, you know, yeah, that's when you stop. And mm-hmm. it's kind of hard to get back on the horse, right? Mm-hmm. So, all about following the flow. The flow don't stop if you don't let it stop. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. So what's next then? Like, where are you at currently, and where do you want to go?
Well, so while we were in Denver, we stayed at this place called The Witch House, cool. which was, sounds as great. You can imagine, super awesome. And we had this friend there, Colleen, that we met, and Colleen used to do this burlesque show, and she would knit these beer sweaters that were super dope. And one of them, and her burlesque show had, she would call herself Surly Temple, for those of you who are interested in checking it out, Surly Temple. And she had this bit where she had three boobs on her. And then she sewed this beer sweater that had three boobs on it, and she gifted it to me and Ariane, amongst other things, of course, because she's awesome. And then when we were in Vancouver, I took out this beer sweater, and I looked at it, and it just, like, came to me in a flash, and I saw that it was the third nipple chakra. And yeah. So the third nipple chakra is basically what I'm working on right now, and it's the continuation of Set Your Pussy Free. So I like to think of it as, once your pussy has been set free, you know, which is, of course, is a lifelong journey. But what happens? You start to activate your third nipple chakra, you know? And your third nipple chakra is activated when you elevate yourself, you shine, 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 and you have the best time. And those three concepts are really something that I've learned through Set Your Pussy Free. And I learned them because people were so gracious and so generous in the amount of love that they shared with me, and that I could really start to see, I could really start to understand humans on, like, a new level, you know, mm-hmm. and I could start to understand space in new ways, right? Because once you free yourself of concepts that are no longer important because they're not even true, right, your brain actually starts to be filled with what is true. And with that knowledge, I've really decided to devote my life to, you know, what I like to say, maximizing the dopeness and harmonizing the vibe so all can vibe and thrive, you know, because it's about harmony and it's about, yeah, and it's about coming together to elevate, shine, and have the best time, you know, because really the greatest fear, you know, as somebody quoted in the whatever, you know, like, the greatest fear is not that we're inadequate, but it's actually that we're, that we shine so bright, you know. It's like that actually becomes the biggest thing to overcome, is like, no, you know what, I'm gonna fucking go there, you know, because it's kind of hard in a society that just wants to oppress you all the time, right? So it's about creating a supportive space for people to shine as bright as they can, because it's totally what's up, you know. And you have the best time, and then you elevate, and, you know, no fucking apologies, guys, because, like, that's what's up, is literally you know, not letting a system disempower you to the point where you're unhappy, mm-hmm. which is unfortunately a lot of what's happening. And actually finding your light and finding your happiness is the most radical thing that we can do, I believe, in today's world, mm-hmm. you know, because the entire thing is built on increasing the distractions and increasing the noise to the point
really
where
the opposite.
Exactly.
It's really built so that you're doing exactly the opposite of elevating and shining and creating.
Yes, and exactly. And that's the trippy part, you know. It's like, sometimes, it really is, dude. Like, life's a trip, man. Yeah. Like, I've really started to understand what people mean when they say that, because, like, it's crazy how people look at you like you're crazy. You know, when you're positive,
when you're like, yeah, life is great, and I want to spread the love.
Yeah.
And that can be viewed in today's society, in today's whatever systems, as not as I don't even know, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's seen as lesser than just following
the
system.
Exactly. And I would actually encourage, more importantly, the people out there who are very smart, you know, and who know what's up, and who see the pain, and who see the suffering, because I see the pain, and I see the suffering, and I have the darkness, just like we all have the darkness, and we all have the light, right? But when you're smart, You know, it just means that you're aware, right? And if you don't take that awareness and you harness it into something that's positive, such as your own being, then it's very easy to fall prey to all the things that are there to make us feel disempowered. You know what I mean? And I see it a lot with the people in my life who are so brilliant, you know, like so brilliant, right? But then it's like, it's hard not to get depressed when you're smart. Like it really is, because you understand what's going on and you see it, you know, and, you know, like the winning essentially is like winning. Yeah. You know, like win, win, win. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. You know what I mean? I'm fucking over that shit, right. You know? Like, right. And I really encourage, again, the people who understand, who see the suffering, who see the pain, who are the badass babes who are like I surround myself with all the time, you know, like keep it up and encourage your friends to be and to live the love that we want to see in this society, you know, like. And that's what it means to emit your own frequency, is that you are emitting the alternative that you want to create instead of being consumed by the space that's trying to take away your empowerment.
Incredible.
Yeah, so I've been thinking about this and shit.
It's great.
Thank you.
No, yeah. It's great. I love that, actually. That's that also hits home. The words are not happening for me today. This is not my good radio day, but
I think you're okay. Doing great.
You know, like being smart and being sad kind of go together.
Totally.
And yeah, I think it's incredible for people who are smart to show that they, you know, that the world sucks and, you know, there's a lot that's wrong with it. But for people who understand it and to kind of look past it and just be like, I don't care that this is how it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to make my own reality because we are all capable of doing that.
Totally.
And so, so for people who get it and put it out there for other people to, who are also smart to get it is the most amazing thing. And it just needs to be happening so much more. And it's
absolutely.
Like, it just makes me so happy what you and the ladies and everyone is doing.
We
just need to keep spreading the
exactly.
word.
And thank you. You know, like, and I think that's also what I realized, you know, when I was at UBC, I was doing a lot of activism, you know, and I ran in the election here to be on the Board of Governors. I ran in the municipal elections to be on the school board trustee. You know, like I was really an integral part of getting the people out to reach quorum at the AMS last year, you know. So I always did all these things that were very much like in the system, you know, and it was easy for people to support me when I was doing something that was so palpable, you know, like running in an election, like, oh, you know. But when I started this website, sarahpussyfree.org, all of a sudden, you know, like,
right.
It wasn't as go, you know. Right. And you kind of really learn who gets it and who doesn't, you know, because it's all the same thing, right? I'm always talking about the same thing. Mm-hmm. You can go back in my life like 15 years ago, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm still talking about the same thing. And it's
but
about
it's the method of delivery.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's about feminist geographies, mm-hmm. right? It's about the space that you're in. It's about totally. Contextualizing what it is that you want to accomplish.
Yeah, you can still reach the same amount of people and, like, you know, people can still be supporting you, but it's going to be a harder battle when you're doing it in a way that the system doesn't tell you to do it.
Totally. You know, totally. Yeah. And it's been, of course, like this whole thing, this whole journey is also about, you know, coming to love myself, right? Like that is really what it's about. And I think that all journeys and all quests and all things that are being created should have that factor in them, because then you've put the intention into it, right? And the intention is actually more powerful than the act itself every single time. Mm-hmm. Right. And you know, I would also encourage for those that are committed to creating a better world, which is something that obviously I'm extremely committed to realize that humans are the most powerful frequency in this universe. We are actually capable of creation. You know what I mean? Like, we are able to create the change that we want to be in. We are actually capable of doing that by harmonizing our own self, you know, and I like to say that feminism saved my life and yoga showed me the way, you know. So I'm on the yoga tip, but you can be on any other tip, right? The thing is to be able to take all this knowledge that we have, which is infinite because the world is infinite, and channeling it into something that we can be proud of, right? And that we can look back and say, you know what? I actually don't care what anybody else thinks because I know that I'm doing what my heart is telling me to do, mm-hmm. you know, and that's the only person that you can please at the end is yourself. And if you're lucky, you have people who understand that, you know, and if you're not, then you still got to stay true to what you're doing. Right. Which is what I learned when I launched the website. And, you know, it's just been like the best, you yeah. know, it's just been yeah. the best. And it's not that it's and it, you know, I think that a lot of people think that, you know, I'm quote unquote positive, you know, but it's like, no, I'm positive because like I'm consciously positive, you know, mm-hmm. like I'm completely aware of all the suffering.
Yeah.
You know,
all the reasons that we could.
Exactly.
Be unhappy.
Exactly. And it is possible to fucking still be on that level. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
Yeah. We're really
it's a state of
yeah.
mind. Honestly.
Exactly. Yeah. It yeah, really it's is. A lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to come up with those stickers next.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle.
Please do, man. Okay, so I was talking to my friend Elizabeth. Do
yeah.
you know her?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Right, so I was telling her that you were coming on, and yeah. she was like, oh, that's dope. She's rad. Like, she was like, do you have a sticker? And I was like, no, man, because when I met you, like, yeah. you had already, like, stickers long gone.
Yeah, stickers were gone.
They've been around for a while. And so she was like, yeah, I have an extra one if you want it. So I have a Set Your
Sweet.
Pussy Free sticker, and I'm so excited.
That's awesome.
But you need to make more. You definitely need to
Well, you know what?
Rolling papers.
Your words are my command because yeah. literally we have just ordered more stickers.
Incredible.
So we have 6,000 stickers coming in.
Sweet.
And we have shipped them to Point Roberts, Washington, which FYI, if anybody ever needs to ship stuff and you don't want to pay the ridiculous fee for Canada because people still seem to think that borders are like a thing when they're not. yeah, you can ship it to Point Roberts, which is like a little thing. So I'm actually looking for a car on Saturday morning. So if you guys want to set me up with a car, send me a message on sarahpussyfree.org, which I'm also going to put a plug that we are trying to raise money to keep the website running. And to actually pay for these stickers. So when me and Ariane were traveling around, we like to call ourselves an independent feminist media collective, and we don't take any money from anyone except ourselves and the people who donate to our cause. So right now we're in our fundraising drive. We're trying to raise $500. We've already raised $250. You can find out all the information on our Facebook page, setyourpussyfree.org. Yeah, the Facebook page is called setyourpussyfree.org. Also on our website, setyourpussyfree.org. but it would be great. And really, you know, like, fuck the capitalist system. Money is evil. Love is forever. And we just want... And everything is already... We've already paid for everything. But, you know, the thing is to try and make it into a collective ownership, you know, mm-hmm. so that it strengthens the intention. It strengthens the unity between us. And it elevates us... It elevates us more, you know. So yeah. we're trying to get all the people who really believe in our cause and who really believe in what we're doing to contribute, and
an active part.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And know that we're just gonna keep doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, can't stop, won't stop, will not mm-hmm. stop. Like,
fantastic.
we're not about, you know, we're not about to just be like, well, that's, you know, like, we're gonna find new ways, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, like, we're already working on new things. I'm working on my next project that's going to be called www.justchilling.today. Get it? Like,
yes.
Chilling today, right? So
I'm
really excited.
Do you want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, so, you know, essentially it's, I like to say that it's powered by the cosmic love of setyourpussyfree.org, third nipple chakra, and the Marmot Inn. And the Marmot Inn is a collective house that we all lived in this summer, 15 people, me and my girlfriend at the time. We lived outside at the tent, outside in our tents, in our red tents. Mm-hmm. With Lele. I love you, Lele, if you're listening.
Yay! Aww.
And then and then we went to... and then, yeah, we were 15 people. So two of us were outside living in the tent, and we were 13 people in the car, and then... not in the car, in the house. And then we just kept on... we kept on killing it together for 15 of us all together in the house, right? And then, okay, so powered by the cosmic love of SarahPussyFree.org, so it's all the people who believe in us, and then it's third nipple chakra, because it's elevate, shine, and have the best time, and it's the Marmot Inn, because literally we were 15 people living together in a collective house, like fucking having the best time, and respecting each other, and operating on radical notions of empathy, compassion, movement, and art, and creation, right? So this website, justchilling.today, is going to launch in January, and it's going to be about bringing together the HQ of Chilling with Intention. And basically what it means is that it's a celebration of the lifelong journey of embarking on the lifelong journey of surrendering to the beauty truth of this universe. And when we decide to do that, when we decide to give up that part of ourselves, we're able to come together in full presence. And when we come together in full presence, that transforms a space and creates time, because moments become infinite. And in those infinite moments, a deeper healing begins, and a unified cosmic, magical, divine consciousness begins to flow. And so through Just Chilling, what I'm going to do is launch it in January, and then I'm going to have a music festival called justchilling.today taking place all across the city, where the houses are the stages, and each house is its own vortex, right? Because that's what a vortex is when you enter into it and the space is transformed and time is created, because you're with people who are there together in their full presence, because they know that what matters is that we share these moments together, right? And so I'm very excited. I think it's a really new and alternative way to bring what I like to call the festy vibes into the city, because often I think there's a disconnect that doesn't necessarily exist between the two. So hopefully it'll be a merging of that all together.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. I'm stoked for it to get up and
I think it's going to be really like I think it's going to be awesome in the sense that I think that a lot of people who love to chill don't necessarily understand why it's so radical, you know. And I really encourage people to think about you chilling as a radical act, because when you are chilling, it means that you're with your friends, you know, and your time is to yourself. Right? Because in this fucked up system, we now believe that the least valuable resource, which is money, is okay to trade for time, which is our most precious resource, right? And so it kind of tries to really like fucking turn that on its head, you know, because essentially, you know, it's not about that, right? Like, we can do better than trading time for money. And when we chill, we come together to not worry about that, right? And I've been, and of course you need to make money, blah, 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 blah. You know, like, I get it, right? But there is a way that you can organize your life to the point where you free yourself of the constructs that you think you need to do, right? And then you realize that you actually don't need to do anything that you don't want to do. And so I hope, yeah. And I don't mean that coming from a place of privilege, right? And I understand that it's not always an opportunity for people, but it is a mindset, right? And it is something that we can spread, right? And that we can actually use as a tool to create the better world that we all want to live in, you know, because
through chilling.
Yes, through just chilling dot today, like, duh, you know, like fucking chilling all day on the Sarah Pussy free tip, like straight up, that's what we were doing, like just chilling, and it works, you know, like it fucking works, like people are receptive to it because they understand, you know, like the thing is that we're all frequencies, you know, so when we create moments that resonate with our vibration, that like, you know, those moments where your heart is a little bit stretched, you know what I mean, and you like actually feel shit, and you know that what somebody is sharing with you is important, you know, like that is more powerful than somebody telling you that you should work for $10.25 an hour in a city that charges you $900 for rent, you know, like I think that we can do better than that, right? And it's all happening. I can see it already. I see people doing it all the time, every day, and that's also what I would encourage people, is like, I'm doing it, but so are you, you know, and so is the other person, and so is the other person. And the important thing is that we all support each other and encourage each other and inspire each other, and that we don't tell each other, you know, maybe you should really get that minimum wage job. You know what I mean? Like, of course, sometimes it comes to that, but like last resort, no compromise, you know, like it's time we're fucking more radical, you know, because like we're having the best time, you know, and at the same time, everything is starting to, I guess I would end with this, okay, and that's that our frequency is our weapon. You know what I mean? Like, everybody has these tools, these guns, these whatever, this discourse, the media. But when your frequency is your own weapon, when you're able to emit your own frequency, right, that is the radical part. Because then, you know, like, people understand what love means. People understand what it means to do something with your heart. People understand the difference between a space where there's intention into it and a space where there's no intention into it, right? Mm-hmm. And the more intention that we put into our everyday actions, the more that reverberates, because intention is the most powerful force in this universe, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just about awareness, and it's just about intention, and it's just about doing it, you know, and it's really not that hard. Which is the great part, you know, but it just requires, like, it's hard until it becomes easier. And once it becomes easier, then it becomes easier. But getting over that hump, mm-hmm. that's the really big part, yeah. You know, that's really where it's difficult, right? And I would encourage all those people who are just in the stage where they feel like there's a hump to get over to keep going and don't give up and don't lose hope. And you're right. You know, like, you're right in what you're doing, and I encourage you and I support you in your quest to maximize the dopeness. You know, like, I support you, and I support every single woman in every single endeavor that they do because they want to do it, you know. And I hope that and Ariane once told me that she loves all the women, even the women that she hasn't even met yet. You know, and fucking amen to that, because it's so powerful. Mm-hmm. It's just so powerful. And when we...
And so simple.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so easy, right? Like, and that's loving is actually the easiest flow that you can be on once you're on it. You know what I mean? Like, of course, it's very difficult, but doing things with love is actually extremely easy because it makes you happy. And essentially, all human beings actually do want to be happy. You know, like, we do want to be free. Like, we don't want to live in pain and suffering, right? But of course, the first step is to be able to see your own pain and to see your own suffering. And that requires a lot of hard work, and that requires a lot of strength, you know. So really, I would also encourage all the people out there to realize that you are incredibly strong, you know, because to be strong just means to believe in love more and more every single day. Right. And to believe that that's the way, and that's where true strength comes from. Strength without violence, you know, like. Not the military might, you know, like, not the fucking government telling us what to do and shit, you know, but like the real stuff.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I don't really want this to like end. I just want to keep talking for a while. We can keep going because the band. So people of the radio, we had our first band scheduled for 6:00. There is an AMS event happening in the atrium of the sub right now, which is, if you know, just outside of our station. So I think that has caused us to kind of push back the scheduling a tiny bit, perhaps. But the band is setting up right now, and they will be playing live on air probably just after 6. So that means for us, we can still chat.
Sweet.
So
yeah, and this band Melt is super awesome.
They're fantastic. So yeah. Melt is a local, like a UBC band, which is dope. Mm-hmm. They're fantastic. I'm very excited to see them.
Yeah, they played at the Marmot Inn, which was the house I used to live in. In the garage, we had a psychedelic rock show, and
that's
it was
fantastic.
Super awesome. Yeah, and Melt was there, and then With was there, which is also made of UBC students, and that's also on the up and up. If you guys want a good tip to be on, you want to be on the With tip.
Sweet.
And the Melt tip.
The best tips.
Yeah, those are really like tips and tricks, guys. Like, yeah, it's really fun.
Sweet. So how did you meet Ariane?
Oh, okay, yeah. So me and Ariane met in a castle, obviously. Like, straight up, that's what happened. Like, we were in Quebec City. So we both have this job where it's called being a tour director, and we take these high school kids on trips across Canada, Eastern Canada. So Montreal, Quebec, Ottawa, Toronto. And we had this group from Boston, and there were like 200 high school students, and we were staying at the Fairmont Hotel in Quebec City, Oh yeah. Because it was like under construction and stuff, so we got to stay there. And then just me and Ariane and these three other people also. But we hit it off, obviously, right away, talking about how to fucking fuck shit up and shit, you know?
Being a badass babe.
Yeah, exactly. Like, tell me your tips, I'll tell you my tips, and then we'll exchange and we'll have the best time, which is, you know, what happened. And that was in Montreal. And eventually, we went back to I went to Vancouver. I told Ariane that I was going there, and she wanted to come stay with us. And we all went to this music festival, Base Coast. And one thing led to another, and I was graduating in December from UBC, and I told her that if she waited for me, we could go on a trip together. And from there, it kind of snowballed into this
Set Your Pussy Free.
Yeah, into setyourpussyfree.org.
Yeah. Incredible.
And I remember when we had our launch party at the Marmot in the basement, and we had just gotten all the stickers, and we also have these really awesome contact cards that say Ilana Schechter plus Ariane Lefebvre. And our job title is Warriors. And then there's a picture of a vagina on the other side.
Incredible.
So good. Yeah, it was really awesome. And we had this party, and it was like, looking back, there was so much good energy there, you know, and it really powered us to a place that gave us the strength. You know, the thing is like with hindsight, you start to see more. But at the time, when it was all happening, it's just happening, you know?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah, so totally. The more I look back on, like, those beginning days, the more I'm like, holy shit, life was intense.
Yeah.
You right? know, because I was running.
But it's incredible that you and Ariane managed to kind of just get over the hump that you're mm-hmm. talking about. And, like, well, it seems that you have anyway. I'm sure it's still kind of there's still a ton of work to do always totally. With anything exactly. that's good, essentially, in the world.
Nailed it. Yeah.
But, but it's nice that, you know, like, you've really done stuff.
Yeah.
You really have. And, like, and that's incredible.
Thank you.
Shout out to Ariane. I miss you so much. Please come back to Vancouver. Please.
But I've been selling
it. I'm psyched your tattoo's all nice up. They're nice, nicely done up now, but
totally.
And I'm sure you're having a chilling time in Montreal.
Yeah, Ariane went back to Montreal to finish her tattoo. Everyone,
it's commitment to the creative life.
Yeah. So we've just been having a good time, and you know, like it's just been a learning experience, you know. And what I really learned is, it's incredible. It's seriously incredible how so much of the most beautiful artists, you know, or just the people that are creating things, you know, they're just chilling straight up. you know what I mean? Like, they're just happy, and they get it, so they create. And it's really that easy in that sense, you know, like, you have to find your light, and then you have to find the message that you want to express, and then you have to express your truth all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And expressing your truth is probably one of the scariest things that you can do, right? Because mm-hmm. that's going against all the things that are telling you that you have to express this one unified truth and this one collective truth, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not about that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about that.
Upstream can be tough.
Yes. And seriously, society. It's just about trusting, mm-hmm. like, with compassion, you know, and following that voice in your head, you know, like, it's really... I often find myself thinking about how profound the moments that I've shared with people are, you know, in the sense that they really get to me in a place that sometimes I didn't even know existed, you know, but it's like, it's raw and it's there, you know, and no apologies, you know, like, no fucking apologies, because, like, I know that it's true and I know that it's real, and I know that as much as the Matrix tries to make me believe that it's not true, it is true. You know, and everyone has their own truth, right? And self-expression and self-love, radical self-love equals everything is possible, you know? Right. And it's not even about being cocky or whatever, you know? It's just knowing that you are enough all the time in mm-hmm. every moment. You don't owe anything to anyone except yourself, you know? Like, you just don't. And it's a profound realization that can really, I think, that has seriously altered my life, you know, in a way that's important, you know,
and that in itself, and you spreading the fact that that has happened, is the empowering. That is the action of empowering. That is literally, you've empowered me. You've empowered like so many other people that I've seen. Like,
yeah,
this is what, like, that's, and that's, everyone can do it. That's
exactly,
the best part.
Exactly. And you know, and this is what we say, like, I empower others because others have empowered me, mm-hmm. you know, and it's a never ending perpetuating cycle, because even in the, even in the moment, even if we were to restart this entire universe, okay, and a new human would be born tomorrow, okay, we would still need to find ways to express how beautiful the world is, you know, because it's all around us, right? And you just have to tap into it, and you have to harness it, and you have to be able to realize that we are all a frequency, and that we are all able to really alter all of the things all of the time, you know, like, there is nothing stopping you except yourself. Like, we are the ones that we have been waiting for.
Yeah.
There is nobody who is going to come to save you. Nobody. You have to do it yourself, you know, and you have to live your, you have to live your truth, you know, and people are going to be disturbed by that. Okay, like, they are going to be disturbed, and they are going to be uncomfortable, and they are going to look at you as if you're not even a person, you know, and as if what you're saying is utterly fucking crazy, because they don't get it to the point, because you're so much more honest than what they're used to, right? And and the thing with truth is that there are those who can't handle it, and there are those who knows that it will set them free, you know, and you want to be with the people who know that it will set them free, because the ones who can't handle the truth are seriously not worth your time, you know, like, I like to say that now I only hang out with winners, you know, like, and it doesn't mean that you have to win every day, but it means that you have to have a mindset that you are going to try and win today. I wake up every morning and I tell myself, I am in it to win it, for I am already in it.
Amazing.
It's a trap, guys. Like, tap into it. Let's pretend, you know, like, fuck that shit, man. Like, I'm finished pretending. I'm finished pretending that there's not all this energy all the time all around us, you know? Like, I'm finished pretending that the planets don't matter, you know? Like, they actually do.
Completely.
Right? Yeah.
I, like, really don't want this to end, but I'm getting signals from all sides right now to wrap her up. So Melt, the band, is about to play live in our lounge. So if you're chilling, just chilling at UBC, just chill at the station. Come by CITR and check out this band. It's going to be rad.
Yeah.
Alana, thank you so much for coming on. This is just incredible. And I'm
Thank you for having me. And seriously, thank you to everyone who has supported us, you know, and who has like fucking believed in us, you know, because there are a lot of people who haven't, you know, and there are a lot of people who you know, but it doesn't even matter, because the people who actually do understand are talking about it, you know, and just by chilling, you know, just by being ourselves, just by like not committing our time to a system that we don't believe in, we have created a change that is important, and we know that, and we're grateful, and we know that we're doing it because other people will do it, and we're doing it because other people have done it, you know. And again, it's just about supporting each other and remembering that in the sharing is the healing, because as our truth becomes more delicate and as we become more and more aware of what's happening, it becomes more difficult to share, right? Because it's so delicate,
of course,
you know. And that's where your pussy posse comes in, you know what I mean? Like, fucking take care of your pussy posse, guys, and eat a lot of pizza.
Don't leave. So Alana's gonna come back on my show. But yeah, okay, thank you so much. And I'm super glad you got a chance to kind of spread the word. Set your pussy
all
free, y'all.
All about it, guys.
It's all happening.
It's all happening simultaneously at the same time.
Fuck yeah. All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory. And keep tuning in, because we're going to have a couple live bands here in our studio. So also come by if you want to check it out. And keep on rocking, man. Keep doing things. Keep creating. Keep shining. Yes. Keep elevating.
Shine, shine, shine.
Thanks, Alana.
This is CITR, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam land.
You're listening to 24 Hours of Student Power, 100% student content all dang day. featuring student band Melt and Cheap Flavor live in studio.